that. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So let me, Dr. Noguchi, let me briefly introduce myself. My name is Naoko Wake, and as you know, I'm from Michigan State University, and I'm a historian who teaches history of Asian America with a focus on Japanese American experiences during and after World War II. So that's the reason why I'm interested in particular in the experiences of Japanese American and Korean American survivors of the bomb. And the reason why I'm calling you today is that I wanted to know more personal levels of experiences that you probably had with US survivors of the bomb, because I talked to many survivors of the bomb in the States on the West Coast and Hawaii last few years, and some of them mentioned your name as somebody who really helped their cause. So that's why I wanted to have a chance to talk with you.
Good.
Yeah, so maybe I can start with a question about how you got involved with the US survivors. How did you, you know, start out your relationship with U.S. survivors?
Maybe I should also remind though that I am from Japan.
Uh-huh.
I say or something. I graduated from a Nippon medical school.
Uh-huh.
Medical school, like I said, like Harvard and Yale.
Uh-huh.
That school is in Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
I graduated 1952, and I wanted to be not only to study in the United States, I want to stay in the United States, and I want to make a contribution to my specialties and anything that I can do in the area of medicine and law.
Mm-hmm.
My specialty has been in the area dealing with the practice of medicine and practice of law.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated medical school and completed my training here in the United States. Start with rotating internship in Orange County, California. Then I had completed the required specialty training in pathology at the Loma Linda University.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital was a White Memorial Hospital in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I finished in 1960 and became an assistant prof for 1 year. Then I joined the Department of Chief Medical Examiner / Coroner. That's a combination of office in Los Angeles County. I was deputy until 1967.
Mm-hmm.
I was appointed as the first time an Asian American ever been held in a high position in Los Angeles County. I became a department head for the medical examiner's office, and that was 1967.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware there were a large number of atomic bomb survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Of Japanese Americans or Korean Americans residing in the United States. I was not aware. Partly, I did not have contact with a clinical patients in my practice, mostly pathology being an investigation of death,
right,
working at the pathologist in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after I would say 1969 or 70,
uh-huh,
I had a visit by two ladies.
Uh-huh.
One is a Mrs. Okai.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Okai, who was a group leader of friends of Hibakusha group.
Uh-huh.
And and accompanied by another lady called Sue Ishii. They told me basically they are not member of Hibakusha. Mostly radiation injuries or Hibaku at the Hiroshima.
Right.
Some of the survivors from Nagasaki, not a large number, because you may know most about immigrants' parents or grandparents are from Hiroshima.
Right.
So naturally, we'll have a large number of Hiroshima
right.
descendants here.
Right.
Now, best I could do is to, of course, you might appreciate, 1970 is about 25 years after World War II ended, and there is a considerable fear of bringing up some of the issues that were related.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to have patients quietly suffering.
Mm-hmm.
They did complain to me that many of them are not English speaking because they are children of the immigrant here
mm-hmm.
and to Japan for the education taught in the war. And many survivors were principally Japanese language speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they sought the medical advice to the practicing Japanese American doctors. Talking about it 40 or 50 years ago, so that American doctors Japanese American doctors might not be fully aware of the activity of ABCC in Hiroshima.
Right.
I was in Japan until 1962. I was fully aware of the activity of ABCC. Some of that later I learned. Dr. James Yamazaki, he was a pediatrician, he was a member of the ABCC, many of the Nisei doctors were assigned there.
Right.
Who were bilingual. And I thought that the best way is to have two, three things.
Mm-hmm.
The organization that the rules rearranged should be formally assembled, and the name they choose of the committee of the Atomic Bomb Survivors of the USA.
Right.
And I also suggested, of course, I'm being a county department head and what were the city mayors and the state legislators and some other U.S. senators and the U.S. Representatives. So I can do a number of things for them, but the most important thing I told them, that organization should be self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be self-motivating.
Mm-hmm.
And I can assist, but as long as I run the organization, they tend to rely on you do not develop leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I reveal to everyone, but Mrs. Okai and Mrs. Tsuishi, we have a number of occasion to stress the importance that they should have without me. Own meeting and resolution and so forth.
Okay.
What I did is, things that I can do right away is I informed the factor I called
yes.
the president of the Los Angeles County Medical Association Dr. Sung Horowitz. He passed away perhaps 15 years ago. But he was very receptive. So far, I have learned that Bacon seems to present a theory as a physical disease. He seems to have a continuous uncertainty and very expressed interest of having a similar survey or annual checkup as entitled for Japanese subject
right.
in Japan.
Right.
And what they call Techo, that's a certificate booklet that certify them as atomic survivors. I thought the best way is to have an experimentary, experimentary as a pilot project. Bring atomic bomb survivor, the ABCC specialist, and especially University of Hiroshima my job was to make sure that the VLA medical group is ready to accept. Since the Japanese physicians do all know medical license in the state of California, the best to have our doctor and probably best as the organization, medical association support. And I was able to arrange for Los Angeles time, and the general hospital still there, the large outpatient clinic facility to be used probably the first 2-3 times to use that same facility. 2 days, mostly what they had was individually just listen to the people, so they are polite of the problems and the concerns, and assuring them that they receive the same type of examinations and checks. Now, LA County, without any asking for any cost, they did the laboratory test, complete blood test, and all these things. And I believe X-rays and so forth.
Dr. Noguchi.
Am I going too long?
I'm just worried that you might get tired. Maybe I can back up a little bit so that I can ask you a few questions about a few things that you already told me, and then we can move on with the rest of your statement. But I'm wondering if you can, so you told me that you were not really aware of a large number of Japanese and Japanese American survivors in America. What got you interested in them? I know that you had a meeting with Mrs. Okai and Mrs. Sueishi, but what was so interesting to you when you started to work with US survivors?
I have been blessed to have a community support for many issues. For example, my final appointment to the department head, there were some discrimination, perhaps, to have an Asian American to be a county department head in that county. It's one of the largest counties in the United States. There are a lot of positions. Japanese American community came all out and support me, and it took quite many months, but I was finally appointed, and I was ever grateful. And I was not just do the job, I felt that I being a first Japanese American, that I should assist more attention to the public health matter. Although medical examiners work at Thai centers and public health, but this is beyond that. But I was willing. And
right.
Of course, I did not do by myself. I conferred with the legislators of Los Angeles County and all the department head agencies. I coordinated that.
So you talked about maybe subtle discrimination against Japanese and Japanese American people in 1960s and maybe even early 70s. Could you tell me a little more specifically about that? What kind of discrimination do you think was there?
Well, I myself from Japan, I have never been personally subjected to discrimination, subtle discrimination, as many of our Japanese American Eastern Nisei has gone through. History tells you that there is an alien exclusion type of legislation finally ended in 1952, the year I came. And there was certain houses for Japanese Americans do not have opportunity to buy because they are afraid the outers lose what they call cross reference privilege, something like that. That's some. And the further and medical schools or any major professional schools that. And Japanese Americans, and not only that, minority member or student that were systematically limited to, say, two agents in a class of 120 medical school, something like that. So there's no denying that. I personally do not feel that there are many supporters. They mentioned that some of the reasons I was not originally chosen to be department head, although I came at top in the civil service examination, and I even checked with some of the leading university professor. He said, "Tom, you're a good man." We think I should be a tech man, not county department, or something like that. And now those subtle discrimination is pretty much gone by now. And in 1970s, you might know, there is a community activities dealing with awareness of Japanese American software. Once known as a quiet American.
Right.
He became more assertive. And I was one who actually asserted to that. I did not take a no answer. I organized or a friend organized a support group. And I finally became a department head. But I was not going to stay. Anything that I could do, I would do so. So that issues that came up, all right, that will happen. I have done many other things than most that.
Could you, Dr. Noguchi? Dr. Noguchi, could you please tell me a little more about your relationship to Japanese-American community of the 70s? Because I know that you probably had an interaction with people at Japanese-American Citizens League. I understand that they, as an organization, eventually supported U.S. Survivors Group. So I'm wondering if you can kind of describe your role in kind of helping U.S. survivors to have support from JACL.
In 1970, and prior to my taking, I learned these the survivors were advised by leadership of the Japanese community. This war matters, and you better be quiet and don't raise a issues. Japan lost, and we were placed in a concentration camp.
Right.
So there is a demonstration for not to be talk about it or make issues. That was the message at that time, apparently. I thought that the public education in the area of radiation injury should be known throughout the United States. We constantly deal with atomic energy, and that's why.
Right. I see. Thank you. So, do you remember any names of people from JACL that particularly were helpful for you during this time period?
In the appointment around 1967, a long time ago, and attorney by Kenji Ito.
Kenji Ito.
IDO is a past president, and he was along with many leadership in the Chamber of Commerce, such as the branch manager of the Sumitomo Bank and Tokyo Bank, as well as many a large group of gardeners associations. They all felt the problem was cheap. I know him, but he seems to be discriminated. And I think that they incensed, they raised the money, and had many meetings, and rally, and so forth. It just happened to be the beginning of the Japanese American community activism, along with the young sensei,
right?
In 1967, those are often in UCLA students or USC, mostly UCLA or California State University system students who are studying Asian study.
Right.
They are also took a call and assisted me and many circulate petitions and so forth. So from the atomic bomb, the survivors approached me. Yes, I will help you. medical association and people to support, to provide a place, and we had a number of public hearing and resulted in state legislators interested in.
Right.
I think we also arranged for congressional hearing.
Exactly. Dr. Noguchi.
Difficult, especially budget is involved. They're willing to do some ABCC like survey, but they do not wish to take up any budget for care.
Right.
Yes. Oakland, yes. Organized the San Francisco chapter.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of our chapters strung up, and I think we might even went to Chicago, meaning where the JCL officer is on some hearing.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, going back to Kenji Ito that you mentioned, that particularly helped you out, was he a sensei as well? Was he young when you met him?
Last time I saw him was 19.
You told me that you had some people from JACL who helped you out your election to be placed in the position, which is great. And I'm wondering if those people are mostly, you know, people from Japan or people who were younger and part of the, you know, younger Asian Americans who were in college and universities, maybe recent graduate. I'm trying to sort of improve their communities. I'm just trying to get the sense of how old people might have been at that time.
Yeah, I am. They are all ages. Kenji Ito, at that time, perhaps mid-50s.
Mid-50, okay.
No, may even be 60. When I saw him in 1990, he was 92, so he may be easily 60.
He
helped us.
I
very
see.
Powerful, very quiet, but doer. He had contact with all the society people.
Uh-huh.
He was very sweet, and I have my lawyer, who also find these Japanese leaders sincere and very effective. Probably they have never had acted this way before, but because of the cause, the one individual seems to be discriminated. That's
his
name is Tomaguchi, so they want to all gather and start supporting.
I see.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce people are businessmen, much older people.
Mm-hmm.
They see our says that Mr. Jeff Matri was in chapter director, I think. He is headquarters in Los Angeles, I believe. And eventually came around. It was a bit conservative. But once the Congress people started taking an active role, they came along.
I see. Dr. Noguchi, did you have contact with younger Japanese Americans who were Sansei generation? For instance, I talked to a social worker who for a long time worked for U.S. survivors, whose name is Jerry Handa. I'm wondering if you had any contact with those younger Japanese Americans.
Well, I did not seek how to make the contact, but they came to us.
Uh-huh.
Because of mass information through radio and television, newspaper, they wanted to come and help.
Uh-huh.
Some days, then mid-20s, and a social worker as well. At this point, I don't remember individual other than a few names such as Mike Yamachi. Yamachi is a graduate of UCLA, became a lawyer.
Could you please his last name for me, Mike? What is it, his last name?
Yamachi. So it should be Yamaki.
Thank you.
And he's still active in the community.
Uh-huh.
There, I can think about a little bit more, but it just doesn't, name doesn't come up this moment.
That's okay. So it's very interesting to me to know that there was some interactions and collaborations between, you know, people who are originally from Japan, but also younger generation of Japanese Americans who were, you know, engaged in Asian American movement. But I like to know a little more about the legislative effort that you mentioned earlier. So for instance, I know that you had a collaborative relationship with Representative Edward Roybal. Yes, could you please tell me a little bit about your relationship with Congressman Roybal?
Roybal has been a congressman from Los Angeles, well known for health related legislations.
Mm-hmm.
He authored the Kidney Dialysis Act. It went through prior to that because there is a number of people who need dialysis but lacking a fund. He actually authored, and I was aware. So I went to see him. He was very supportive. He drafted bills.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm not too sure how far he went. Bills was not moving.
Mm-hmm.
But his support is very encouraging to us.
Right.
But the Roybal supports, of course, he's a well-known powerful congressman, so that many of my Tinning County legislators were willing to support us.
Mm. Why do you think that Congressman Roybal was willing to support Japanese-American survivors?
Why? I'm sure his staff researched it and come notion in the past. Why should we help Japanese? They were a former enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But we convinced them they are not enemies. They are Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And happened to be trapped during a war.
Mm-hmm.
Their school and even grade school students. They were sent by parents for the education and so forth. They understood.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Eduardo, his interest to do any health-related registration. So he was willing and was great.
I see. So I know that there are other politicians in California of this time, such as Mervyn Dimely, Bill Green, and later on the mayor Tom Bradley were supportive of U.S. survivors as well. And I can't but help but thinking that all of those politicians are politicians of color. So they are not Caucasian white Americans, they are Mexican Americans or African Americans. I just wonder if you can kind of comment on that, if you have any insights into that.
Jokingly, I did not know Marvin Dunley is a black. I'm joking. I guess I'm not too clear in this color. I never thought about that. Marvin Dunley is a friend of mine. Of course, in the county department, as an activist, I maintained work relationship with the city council of LA. Oh, Tom Bradley, he was my city councilman.
Mm-hmm.
He actually came and supported me for a county job, a personal friend. We had lunch together regularly. And same as state legislators, senators, and assemblymen regularly are often flying to Sacramento just by all business that is on law related to a death investigation. But when it comes to it, I was taught by Mom Dunley. He was a president pro tem, and stopped by say hello. Hello, and by the way, this and that. Yeah, I'll help you. That kind of a friendship. And more on the people where, even though I might not have a statute to back up, but public education, public information to the general public, I thought this is very important.
So, who else? Are there any other politicians or people who were friends of yours at that time who were supportive of Japanese American survivors of the bomb?
Well, as you know, politicians sometimes decide to support because politically maybe beneficial to them. But city council, many of the survivors who live in the city, and the county board of supervisors also passed a number of resolutions supporting some of the survivors. And we have some kind of pre-senatorial hearing in LA County Board of Supervisors auditorium, and we were allowed to put a little bit of a pre-survivor, in fact, maybe during the hearing, we were able to use the large auditorium for the county.
Right.
Hearing was held.
So
all the corporations, I didn't think anybody would oppose it. We are determined to succeed.
Now, my understanding, however, is that U.S. government never offered any support officially to U.S. survivors. And it's great that U.S. survivors, you know, thanks to the effort of people such as yourself, are able to get biannual checkups, but they are paid by the Japanese government and in some cases Hiroshima Prefecture, and there are some local level of American collaboration that help that biannual checkup out, but nevertheless it's not something that's officially recognized by the US government. Do you have any reaction to that? Do you have any opinions about that?
No, right or wrong. In a way, public health aspect of atomic radiation matters pretty much killed in much better organized in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And here they don't have we people in the Pacific area may have sympathy, but the Middle East and the Eastern states, people are probably still not aware. They still hate Tibet, I don't know.
Mm.
Legislators, congressmen, U.S. senators were not considered a priority, I believe. It's okay. We took care of the most important area, isolation, survivors here, someone will listen to my pride. So I think a basic accomplishment is we wanted to do it, it's done.
Mm. I see. So, let me back up a little bit. You mentioned earlier this public hearing where a large number of people came to listen to survivors' experiences. And when I talked to Kazusue Ishii a couple of years ago, she told me that she asked JACL to mobilize its members so that there would be a lot of people who come to as an audience to the public hearing. Were you there for the hearing?
Oh yes.
Could you please tell me a little more specifically about what happened and who said what and things like that?
I think about 80 members in reside around Los Angeles, San Diego, and the area.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but the majority of the survivors actually attended. How transportation arranged the atomic bomb survivors group that have arranged, and who selected perhaps instead of me taking a leadership, I think Mrs. Suezi,
mm-hmm.
they have selected speakers, and how it deals so far, what are the problems, they were testified before the I think it could be a Senate about timely.
Mm.
Anyway, it's 3-4 hours of long testimony. An auditorium is seating for 800. Probably at least 300 people were in the room. I don't remember individual contents of the speech at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're all coming from their heart, and they really showed. And of course, the public hearing has another aspect. There's a full television coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And the public education channels that were running several lengths and reporting. Those days, 1970s, you might not believe, but video taking was not available. Mm. So they were all dependent on the actual 16 millimeter film. But locally, well publicized. I didn't hear any opposition, nobody backing it, Japan or Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, let me see. So, what do you think that you took away from your working with U.S. survivors? I ask you this because it's obviously clear that, you know, U.S. survivors benefited much from your assistance. I wonder if you felt certain kind of gratification for yourself by working with survivors.
I ask no favor. I ask no support. When need, I'm here to help. I do not need a recognition. I do the same way in many, many projects that I am involved. I don't need recognition. That kind of thing. I'm not too eager to be I'm not looking for any recognition myself.
But I guess what I'm asking is not just recognition, but sometimes by helping out other people in need, you just get sense of happiness or gratification for yourself. So I don't mean recognition, but what would be the good thing that you took away from your collaboration with survivors?
This is one of the several projects that we were doing at the same time. Many of the time, my time was spent on the weekend, many meetings out for the weekend. Yet, a professional satisfaction is administered the same way, and they're helping people, and their job to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And nice and easy, and we'll do it. If I can do it, I'll do it. If I cannot, I will find someone who can do it. Nice and easy.
Now, I'm really trying to get the sense of connection here, so spare me with a few more questions. So, in many ways, you share many things with U.S. survivors because, as you mentioned, many U.S. survivors, even though they are U.S.-born U.S. citizens, speak Japanese as their primary language, which is your case, and then they came to America in many cases around the same time as you did. So I know, for instance, Kazusue Ishii came to the States in late 1950s, early 60s, and that's kind of similar to your experience because you both probably had to get used to a new environment where things are so different from Japanese situations. And you talked about you know, discrimination against Japanese Americans in general. And I think you're right to mention how there are housing discriminations and the memories of relocation camps during World War II were still fresh in many people's thinking. So, you know, obviously the bomb is a huge issue. Nobody looks at the bomb and think it's a trivial issue. And it's in many ways very important event in thinking about U.S.-Japan relationship after World War II. So I just trying to get the sense of what was, if there is something special for you in this work of helping out the survivors who seem to share many things with you.
Nisei doctors here practicing medicine in Los Angeles or state of California, they did not seem to, although sympathetic, but they did not have a means to assure that whatever treatment that they are getting is comparable to what the Japanese government is providing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I understand far more than the Japanese practicing doctor here in their area in 1970. I'm sure doctors are much more aware of what needs to be done.
Mm.
They have been treating illness, mostly nervousness and headache and a number of symptoms. Many survivors feel this might be the symptoms of atomic blast.
Right.
Mostly not. But the assurance and the periodic medical survey
mm-hmm.
is a way to go, and we were able to provide it. I don't know if you heard there.
No, could you please repeat that?
James Damadaki, whom I mentioned to you, pediatrician, was assigned to ABCC lab, and I think he will be a bilingual doctor. He had a great deal of empathy for the survivors. There are very few.
Sure, let me review our interview today, and I will surely get in touch with you again to maybe set up another time if it's okay with you. I have a question for you, however, which I hope we can take care of very quickly. You mentioned Mike Yamaki, UCLA graduate, and who is a lawyer, and you said that he is still active as a lawyer in Los Angeles area?
Yes, Mike is a more or less a business law.
Uh-huh.
He was practicing, he may still be, I don't know.
I'm wondering if you have any contact information of his.
I need to contact his wife,
uh-huh.
who is a television person.
Okay.
Fish Toyota. She's not on the television now, but I will try. I'll send an email to you.
That would be great. That would be wonderful. So, thank you for your time and answering my questions. It's a very honor and a pleasure for me to be able to talk with you. So, I really hope that we have another opportunity to talk. So, let me just look at my record here, and I'm sure I have many questions I'd like to ask you. So,
instead of longer, you just put all together and contact me and we'll have another session.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you very much, Dr. Noguchi.
Bye.
Bye-bye.